We're going to look at the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 5 today, beginning in verse 29, where he says, "And if your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you, for it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you, for it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell." Some years ago, I read the story of a paranoid, delusional guy who was so convinced the world of the occult was out to get him that he actually put his own eye out when he thought he saw an occult symbol on his eyeball looking into the mirror. Now, obviously, a guy like that simply isn't balanced, and he really needed professional help. But it sets the stage for looking at today's passage. Jesus warns us that it's better to lose your eye than to keep on using it to sin. And he says the same thing about your arm. And of course, if we take this passage literally, there wouldn't be too many people with both eyes and both arms. The point that Jesus is making is how serious sin really is. His subject is the Pharisees, who seem to excel at pointing out the faults of others and making excuses for their own. You see, while it's easy to see how heinous someone else's sins are, we're usually pretty good at making our own seem small. And in this passage, Jesus is pointing out that there's really no such thing as a small sin. Even the smallest of sins separates you from God, and the wages of sin is still death. In heaven's estimate, there is no such thing as a minor sin, one that God might simply overlook because it's not all that bad. In the modern age, we've become experts at downplaying the seriousness of our transgressions against God's law. And while we're pretty clear on the nasty stuff like murder or sexual offenses or violent crime, grand theft auto, that kind of stuff, we've generated an excuse for just about everything else we do. Tax evasion is simply a matter of outsmarting the government, an institution we tell ourselves is little better than organized crime. Lying to a traffic cop is simply a matter of financial survival. Popular movies now focus on the criminal as a protagonist and make heroes out of thieves. In our minds, sin just isn't as serious as it used to be. But take a good look at the words of Jesus. While he's cracking down on the Pharisees for their condemnation of other people, at the same time, we should notice the other side of the coin. Sin is very serious, even the little ones. Which, of course, makes it all that much clearer that we really need to lean on Christ as our only hope. "Can a leopard change its spots?" Jeremiah asks at one point. "Then may you also do good who are accustomed to do evil." Without Jesus, nobody has a hope. And if we don't have an attitude of generous charity towards others, we've kind of missed the point. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Which means, of course, that a life of humility, clinging to the grace of God and understanding that we all need His grace, is just a better way to live.